We've been arguing both that class, work, is the critical missing piece in Alice's analysis, and that the necessary development of her gift, therefore, lies in its extension to the general population, i.e., society, including, most importantly, the techniques that she'll be advocating for our confrontation with false authority and the reconstruction of our authentic selves with the gaining of new information. We'll be asking whether if the will of the parent, which she explains, gets inserted into the child before he or she can develop his or her own will, which means, among other things, that the child never becomes aware that this false transaction occurred. Whether if the will of the parent is exorcised by seeing him or her through a new frame, the same might hold true for the broader will of power, for which, after all, the parent serves but as deputy. And we'll be considering the implications of this insertion of the parent's will for building an authentic, i.e. based in a process of the cultivation of soul sufficiency. That is key. We've been arguing. For building an authentic global movement for generalized human freedom, considering that we must confront the tendency in us to attach ourselves to authority, to power, before we're conscious of it as a tendency, because it's our lifelong training under class to do so. That it's difficult to let go a sense of dependence on that which was installed so early in us. A dependence on it for all the power and agency, will, we think we possess, not seeing that what we manifest in our unconscious attachment to power is not our will at all, but its. And that we have falsely, in the sense of self-betrayal, falsely vested in illegitimate authority, our authentic, true power. You know, in this quite elaborate tracking of me operation, I've noticed three broad and overlapping types of functionaries. Sheepdogs and soldiers in training, it's sheepdogs and soldiers of the faith, true believers in the religion of Plato. These are those sheepdogs and soldiers in training, and the same across the age spectrum is one, non-citizens, another, and the low income across race, across all powers categories for us. And it's from this latter group that I've received terse confirmations of this assessment of our present situation. Staring in the face, as we are, of a global totalitarianism. We are encouraged to believe they have all the power. They're going to win anyway, so there's no point in trying to fight them. Now, this is nonsense. We are 7 billion. They are 10,000. We have the internet. We have our global communications. But thinking it makes it so. This is the mentality they count on to fix us into statuses and roles they decide for us across the globe. And this is why they're trying so hard right now to get those who are in the more privileged states, like here in the U.S., although that's hard to believe if you're not in one of those privileged categories, to get those of us in the more privileged states to think in terms of saving the planet here in your particular state. Do what you can do here at home within your nation state box. And if you do your bit, they'll figure out how to do their bit, blah, blah, blah. That scam has worked for far too long. It's time for us to not give it credence anymore, as we learned in reading anti-systemic movements. That was their ongoing refrain as advocacy, as solution. Do not get stuck in that nation state frame, please, or we are doomed to be the slaves of these power mad 10,000 few. So we are locked into slave status, billions of us, if we continue to allow that mentality to work, that frame to dominate our political analysis. And so our free future depends on addressing this question, this mentality. It is in using our authentic power, our authentic voices, and increasingly as we do so, that breaks this paralysis of action in ourselves and in our brothers and sisters, and offers some measure of protection from death abrupt and calculated, made to look unplanned. An important reason for openness, for if we loudly proclaim our right to be a free human society, a free global humanity, proclaim our passion to achieve it, and that to as many people as possible, sudden death turns public attention to that message, and this they absolutely don't want. And my son can provide confirmation of where my heart lies, if it's ever needed. Ultimately, of course, our only safety is in numbers.